Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Another bad week for the government began on Tuesday at 2, with the opposition poised to attack on several fronts. Prime Minister John Key, back from celebrating the Queen's Diamond Jubilee in London, was the first to be held to account on Tuesday with this question from opposition leader David Shearer.
Was he aware of the effect of increasing class sizes on intermediate schools before either the budget announcement or the minister's pre-budget announcement?
After some argy-bargy involving Labour's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, Mr Key eventually made this admission.
I was aware that some intermediate schools would be part of that 10%.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Mr Key then faced this question from David Shearer.
Does he stand by a statement that he would resign rather than change superannuation?
Yes.
Next day, the opposition's attack on Mr Key's stance on superannuation was picked up by New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who clashed with Deputy Speaker Eric Roy.
Order.
The policy that I haven't finished yet.
Member will
I haven't finished yet.
I don't care. The member will resume his seat. The member will resume his seat.
Mr Peters had been angered by this response from the Prime Minister.
I've made our policies in terms of super very clear, that we're maintaining the age and we're maintaining the floor at 66% linked to average wages. And what I can say to the Honourable Member is if one day he forms a government with Labor and the Greens, it's going to be really interesting because he hates their policy and he hates that party.
Point of order. Mr Peters complained to the Speaker that the Prime Minister had no responsibility for the policies of opposition parties.
And you cannot let him get away with it.
Order, order.
You want to do your job properly.
Order. The Prime Minister... look, I didn't hear... there's so much noise, I'm having difficulty hearing the member, which may be just as well.
Eric Roy, though, had no trouble hearing Mr Key's response to a Labour question about superannuation.
They want to spend truckloads of money and make it work longer for their promises.
Point of order, Grant Robertson.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
Labour's chief whip echoed Mr Peters' complaint.
Speaker, the Prime Minister has absolutely no responsibility for any of the members.
Mr Key turned other Labour questions back on one of their own MPs.
Well, let me say these words. The current superannuation system reflects a balanced approach to ensuring New Zealand's dignity in their retirement. Raising the retirement age won't work. It's by Andrew Little. That are the words from Andrew Little.
But Andrew Little had the last laugh when Mr Roy accepted his request for a snap debate on the resignations of ACC's chairman, deputy chairman and chief executive.
This is a case of recent occurrence involving ministerial responsibility, and I accept it does require immediate intention of the House. I therefore call on Mr Little to move that the House take note of the matter of urgent public importance.
Labour's ACC spokesman got straight to the point.
Mr Speaker, ACC is in the deepest crisis it has been in its 38 years of existence. It is an absolute disgrace, and it is entirely the responsibility of that government. Two ministers have driven the proudest, greatest, most important institution in this country into the ground. Nick Smith started it.
He was followed by Judith Collins, who responded to Mr Little by flinging some dirt back across the chamber about another of her predecessors.
And the former Minister of ACC, the Honourable Ruth Dyson, might well laugh. She was laughing not that hard when she had to resign as Minister of ACC because she was caught drunk driving as the Minister of ACC. Now, if we're going to talk about dirt, let's go down there. She said, so what, did she? Yeah, so what? Well...
While Mr Roy rejected the Greens' application for a similar debate on the Auditor-General's decision to investigate the government's proposed more pokies for a new convention centre deal with Sky City, that didn't stop their co-leader, Materia Toure, from asking Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce about it on Thursday.
My question is to the Minister for Economic Development and asks, does he stand by his statement that he was, quote, not at all concerned, end quote, about signing a deal with Sky City for a convention centre before the Auditor-General's inquiry into the deal is complete?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, yes, I stand by my quote that I was not at all concerned about negotiations continuing.
In between question times, Mr Key's National-led government emerged from the 14-hour budget debate on Tuesday with a vote of confidence won 63 votes to 57, with the support of ACT, United Future and the Māori Party, their vote down by one due to the absence of members on business overseas. Those two Māori Party votes then crossed the floor on Thursday to take the opposition's tally to 59, just short of the number needed to stop the second reading of the government's bill allowing partial sale of state energy companies. The committee stage of that bill will be next week, with the opposition promising a raft of amendments. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.